Welcome to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social, where we help you stay ahead of social media trends, share the latest news, and highlight the strategies that are working to help you grow your business. Now let's join our hosts, Tristan and Jeff, in 3, 2, 1.
This episode is brought to you by Social Genius. That's where Jeff and I get to actually teach you what to do on social and how to grow it. Jeff, why should people join?
You know, if you are the type of professional that wants to do it yourself and maybe your budget's a little bit lighter and you can't afford to hire somebody to do all the editing, do the fancy stuff for you, we're going to teach you how to do all this stuff. And the truth is, most of these social platforms are not favoring authenticity. So it's shooting these green screens and doing remixes and understanding what's trending. Those are the things that matter the most to your social strategy. And so if you like to be inside of a tight culture of people that are like-minded and want to do it themselves, then Social Genius is perfect for you.
We'll see you there. You'll never find it for less than this anywhere else. It's very inexpensive. We'll see you on the other side.
Is TikTok going to actually get banned? I am so over this conversation, Tristan, but I think it's important to talk about because everybody's talking about it around the TikTok, around social, and around the web. So let's address it. Is it going away, Tristan?
I don't think so. I think even if it gets banned, it doesn't go away. Like, dude, if it gets banned in the United States, we have what, 180? I heard 180 million users or so. Yeah. In the United States?
170 million, I think, to be exact.
170 million TikTok users in the United States. If it gets banned, then the next step would be for China to sell this entity of the United States to an American company, which we've talked about this piece before. It'd probably be Facebook. I would love it.
I don't think they would sell it to Meta.
You know what it would be? Here's why it would be tied to some Facebook company. Because Zuckerberg will fund whatever company's going to buy it, and then collectively, under a different name, with a whole bunch of other different people, they'll end up buying it. And if not, they would sell it to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or YouTube. But it ends up with a company that knows how to operate a social company. I don't think it gets banned, though, man. I think I agree with you where I think it stalls out.
Well, it stalled out every other time. I do think there's some form. I don't know what it is. There's some political rhetoric for something around this. I don't understand it, get it, probably never will, don't want to. And what's happened the first three times? It just like fades into the sunset. There's no resolution every time. No resolution. Like the first time this happened, we thought that Walmart bought it, and who was the big tech company that was
going to run Microsoft? Wasn't it Microsoft?
No, it wasn't Microsoft. It was the name escapes me.
Oracle.
Now. It was Oracle. That's it. It was Oracle who was going to run the security. I thought that happened. Come to find out, like 6 months or a year later, it fell through. Nobody talked about it. It just fell off the earth. So I don't know if this is partially more media hoopla, which you know we're going through a lot of that on the real estate side, obviously. And it really doesn't have as much traction as people think. Yeah. But for whatever reason, I think that's what's going to happen. I think there's just, and actually you brought up a great conspiracy. If Meta was behind the purchase of it, what is their vendetta? What are they going to do? And why would TikTok want to sell to a controlling interest that could sabotage them?
Well, they don't want to, but if they're forced to, they have two options here if it gets banned. One is that's it, it's out of the US. And what? They're gonna penalize the American users for using a VPN to still download TikTok.
Right.
It doesn't make sense, right? Then we get into our freedoms as Americans. And then the other option is they ban it and then the Chinese or ByteDance, right? In this case, ByteDance sells it to an American company. I think the challenge is that it's an election year. So you're seeing a lot of these people that have a crap ton of money, say, hey, I'll fund you if you push my agenda, whatever agenda that is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as a politician, you want to push the agenda of the people, so that they can vote for you. So this is why you see this weird thing with TikTok, right? Who's funding it? Who put it in front of the Department of Justice or whoever's in charge of this shit? And then the same thing with NAR and the same thing with Apple. Apple just got sued. It's like antitrust, really? And then Biden goes in and says, junk fees, let's get rid of all these junk fees. And they bundle us into, I'm a real estate agent, they bundle us into fees. It's like all of these unnecessary fees. So when you put all that together, I agree with you. I don't know where it falls under the politics side, but it sure stinks like politics, man, right?
Yeah, I was just reading through an article as you were talking too, and there is a quote from Kamala Harris who says that something to the effect of they do not intend to ban it, but instead deal with its ownership. So, I mean, I think if that says anything, and maybe that's public facing just to, you know, that's the thing. You just don't never know why people are saying what they're saying and what's their vendetta. Like, I don't trust anything that comes out of any of their mouths. So I don't know, man. I think you need to prepare for it. You know, everybody knows that TikTok has had a profound effect to me. So I've had to prepare for it. I'm prepared.
So how are you? Let's talk about this. If it gets banned, it doesn't sell to an American company. How do we prepare if we're doing well on TikTok and now we're like, well, I guess I've got to pivot or have a second option or even a third. What does that look like?
I mean, for me, it's just duplicating myself on every channel. And so I've done that. And then, you know, and obviously now my focus is actually YouTube anyway, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it would still be damaging. You know, I've got a 47,000 and growing audience on TikTok, highly engaged, and it's not slowing down. It's only improving, you know? So would I pivot? Yes, I have no choice. I'd pivot to Instagram as my primary, you know, platform and continue to focus on YouTube. And as you know, we went into X, we started an account there. We bought the upgraded services so we can post long form videos. So we're going to test that out too. But, you know, I don't know that there's much else you can do. I think for me, Tristan, if I knew it was imminent, I would start creating a lot of content on TikTok, driving those people over to my Instagram and Facebook. Hey, you like following me here? I can still be had. I'll do the exact same thing. Go over there. So I think that would, beyond already, you know, diversifying, I think you would then put out messaging saying that. I'm not there yet. I don't think it's that dire, but I don't know if there's anything else. Any other thoughts on what anyone could do besides those two things?
I think you focus in on where your audience is. And I think your audience, if we're looking at shorter type videos that you've been doing a great job with, I think number one, YouTube, right? You're doing a great job on YouTube. I think that's going to continue to grow. So great job. And then I think the piece that I would go deeper on would be Facebook. I think Facebook is a big opportunity for the audience that visits and lives in the Ozarks, if you look at it. So I think putting in a lot more of those, dude, I went viral last week on a Facebook reel on NAR, and one viral video triggered a whole bunch of other videos in Facebook. And I was like, well, that's weird as fuck. I didn't even anticipate that. So I think I would go deeper in Facebook. I think that's probably your biggest opportunity for just blowing up, man. That's where your audience is.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, I don't know. And I know that's not what this episode is about, but from my perspective, there's a lot of Ozarks Facebook groups and a lot of them are very popular, which is why I haven't put a lot of effort into it because
yours is better.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't say that from an arrogant standpoint, but I say it because those groups are more like a traditional group where anybody can go in and post a bunch of garbage. Like, hey, has anybody seen my cat? You know, did you see that white van down the street? You know, that kind of stuff. And
what's your brand name? I'm going to look it up on Lab Coats on Facebook.
Lake of the Ozarks Lifestyle.
Lake
Same name. Yeah, same name, same look, same everything. It's a group. It's small. I think there's only 100-something people in it.
And do you currently have a page too or no?
Probably. Yeah. Probably because the page probably feeds the group.
Okay, here it is. Oh, yeah, I got you. All right, let me show it. For those of you that are listening in, I'm sharing Jeff's Lake of the Ozarks business page. Yeah, business page. This one has likes.
And yeah, so that's the page, not the group.
Yeah, this one's the page, which I like because I think this one's your biggest opportunity, dude. Putting on as many shorts as possible on this. What do we got? Let me see more videos. I got videos, but I wanted to see reels. How often are you posting the reels here?
Every day.
I like it, dude. Let me see here.
And you can just see it's all repurposed. It's all repurposed from TikTok, you know?
This is awesome, dude.
Nope, you just liked the Trump video.
I know. I saw that. I was like, oh, that's a good one.
That one has really pissed a lot of people off, by the way.
This one right here?
Yeah. The Dems have come at me on parade? TikTok.
Is that the parade?
It was a St. Patrick's Day parade, and there was two different floats that were flying Trump flags, and people get all pissed off about 100 floats, and two of them are flying Trump flags, and everybody's all pissed off about it.
All right. Now I went into your YouTube channel. And you recently, let me like that. I'm already subscribed.
Thanks, buddy.
But you recently, let me go back.
Yeah.
You recently broke 1,000. Congratulations. That's pretty massive. I love that. And let's take a look at your videos, your most popular videos. That's a lot, dude. You got an 18 minute video 6 months ago, 5,000 views. Look at these top videos. I would say anything over 1,000 views is something good. So 5,000 6 months ago, 5,000 7 months ago, 4,000 8 months ago, 3,000 10 months ago, and 3,000 6 months ago. There was something going on right here. I like this.
Look
at this. Dude, this is good.
I wonder if that's got to do with just being in season.
That might be. What if we go back 6-7 months, what is that?
That's early fall.
Is that good? Is that when people show up here or no?
Well, it's the end of the season, but you know, 10 months ago, 8 months ago, you know, 10 months ago is definitely the summer.
Yeah. I see that. That's
June, you know?
Interesting. Yeah. So if we look at videos that are newer right now, yeah, dude, it could be interesting. Yeah. Maybe making a video about off season, what's happening off season, but dude, look, your shorts are doing very well.
Yeah, the shorts have actually done. I've got tens of thousands. I got some with hundreds of thousands in the shorts. Yeah,
look at that. That's pretty awesome. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
So I think you have a great plan on pivoting, just in case something happens with TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and where does that leave Instagram?
I think Instagram would still be my creation platform because I do a lot of green screen. And so Instagram is just easier to create than Facebook. In fact, I don't even think the green screen exists in Facebook. So I'd still use, you know, like TikTok's my foundational platform for that. I'd use Instagram as my foundational. That's it for the shorts. And then everything would flow over to Facebook. It would unfortunately just be the way it has to be. But like I said, I don't know. We'll see what X does. I'm going to be on the forefront of that. You know, what people predict, which is that X is going to be the everything app at some point, the everything all in social app that encompasses all. And if that happens, I want to be one of the early, because we're going to be posting 18 minute videos, you know, our YouTube videos, we're going to be posting them organically over to X.
Boom. And I think they favor that.
I think they might. I think if they want that to happen, I think we'll get favoritism for it. Yeah, but we'll see. You know, it's worth testing. You know,
you can build communities out on X too. So that is an option.
Yeah.
I like it, man. I like it.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. But I hope that inspires someone. So if you are putting, I don't think there's a lot of people out there as much like me that really TikTok was the reason. I think there's a handful. There are some, we know some. Anybody listening to this though, I think TikTok has always been a secondary platform. And so for you don't have anything to worry about. Don't stop doing what you're doing, but you know, if it's not your foundational, then it's not going to cause you any angst.
Yeah, but dude, there's a lot of younger agents that have TikTok as their main platform. So even if they don't, and let's say they gravitate to Facebook, it's important to diversify. Like, this is why I'd still be upset and I'd still be angry and sad and everything. But this is why I love diversifying. Like, okay, if Facebook went away, I've got Instagram and YouTube and TikTok.
Yeah.
And if Instagram and Facebook went away, great. Then let's pile on more on YouTube and TikTok, right? So I think that diversification, just in general for this episode, if we can learn anything, it's just to diversify.
Yeah. 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 I think that's the point where if you're there, you might want to hire a VA, and that's where the diversification might cost you a little bit of money, but no time, because all that VA has to do is grab the content and then repurpose it. And it's a part-time job for a VA. So it wouldn't even break your budget, but it would probably be worth it.
Yeah.
Which I think can lead into the second topic of this podcast, which is the whole niching down, which we've talked about 10 trillion times, but you know, I think it's going to become a very taboo topic over the next year, because so many people are finally saying, you know, the thing that we've been saying forever, like, I've got to do social. Now I feel like people are starting to take us more serious than ever. And the next phase is, all right, I jumped in, I've been throwing shit up against a wall, or I've been posting, it's not working. There is going to come a time when that niche conversation is going to get very important for many of you, because that's what you have to figure out. But you're never going to figure it out if you don't jump on and just commit to a good 6 to 12 months of just posting consistently. Don't worry about anything else, but posting consistently and see what sticks. That's when you start to niche down. I don't know. What are your thoughts? You know, where do you want to take that conversation?
Well, I wanted to, but I think we can save that for the next episode, because here's what's going to happen. As our world in real estate, and you're watching it, our world in real estate is shifting over. And now we have to provide even more value than before, where we're going to be competing against lower fees from companies that aren't even here yet, right? Companies that are going to be like Redfin and Zillow, but targeting buyers specifically. And then that leaves us with value, more value. It's like, can we survive? Can we thrive? Well, the easiest answer to that every time for me is look at Apple. Are they competing against shit products all the time? Yeah. There's Android, and Apple still wins in the United States, right? And there's, what about computers? Yeah, there's a whole bunch of crappy ass computers out there, but who keeps on selling more based on how you feel when you own and buy and use that product? So yeah, the answer is we're going to survive. Not everybody, but the ones who embrace value-driven content, value-driven everything will thrive. That's what I want to talk about next month, dude.
Then I think that's the answer. We're just going to have to tease it for the next episode. And we're going to go a little bit deeper on helping you find your niche based on, you know, exactly what we coach, which is test the waters on your content. So let's save it for the next one. And pray for TikTok.
I'm praying.
Thanks for listening to Social Genius, brought to you by Drunk on Social. We are here to help you take your business to new levels through social media. Make sure to subscribe to get updates on new episodes, and come join us on our Drunk on Social Facebook page. And as always, make sure you leave us a great review on your favorite podcast app. Feedback and likes are very much appreciated.